we podcasted? What? No. Oh.
We podcasted once today.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were just in my kitchen and we were talking. What just happened?
I thought I had a stroke and we had already done the podcast. Did you see what happened right there?
Oh, you thought we'd just done this podcast? Mm-hmm. No, we're doing it now. We're podcasting. Okay, thank you. You guys, you see, we're always checking and say, are we podcasting? Because we don't know.
Are we podcasting?
Yeah, you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also rate, subscribe.
Please. Rate, review, comment. And subscribe. Here's the other thing. Maybe you think we're good, but not great. Just say we're great, man. We just need more. Like, we're not.
We don't want notes.
We're not. No notes. We've get enough notes. I promise. We are all good. Not only do we note ourselves, we've got spouses and children.
If you're watching this on YouTube, which we always post them to YouTube, you can note it will look like I'm not wearing pants because I have shorts on.
And I can't wear overalls enough. It's that's where I'm at in my life, you guys. I wear one size of pant, and it's the kind that go over my shoulders.
The bottom half of Jen is a ghost. It's a ghostly apparition because she's so
white. I did see only – yeah. She's fair is the way Michaela would say it. Michaela, yeah, on TikTok, she is very fair.
That's fair to say.
And you are very fair.
True.
We are podcasting today. We're also on tour at this point, maybe not for very many shows left. We end up in Chicago in November, which I don't know if you're going to get on a plane and go see a show. Come see us in November. Good gravy.
Kids couldn't be more jealous. That's the favorite place we've ever gone to with them.
Honestly, South Bend's going to be a lot of fun. We're very excited. If you don't know, it's a two-person stand-up show. It's really rowdy. It's a really good time. You get your friends. You come out. You laugh, you go home, you feel a little bit better about dealing with all the people that need shit from you the next day.
Yeah, they're going to.
Hopefully they start at 10 a.m. because mama.
Let you sleep afterwards.
Mama need. Whenever you ask for a night off, also ask for that next morning.
Also ask for a night off of.
All of it.
Random strep or stomach flu.
Always.
Because you know it kicks in. It's always.
Oh, man, that segues into what we're talking about, home renovations, so easily. Honestly, everything it does.
But can I tell you one thing before we get into home renovation?
Please.
Can I talk to you about bodily renovation?
Yes. My favorite. What are we going? What are we talking about?
Overhaul. No, I just found out, and this can be more of an episode when we put all this together, but so Dash is getting braces. He's getting the old spacer situation.
Spacer or braces? Yeah,
both.
Oof.
Look, in... He's got my genetics. He's got a hot mess. I mean,
what is the diagnosis?
The orthodontist was like, is this a human mouth? What's going on in here?
Did he open Dashiell's mouth and go, new Tesla? I mean.
Yeah. Ma'am, we inspected your possum and I need you to bring in the whole team in for a slideshow. And
I know. Well, I just hear this in the back. We're in the money. Yes. We're in the money.
They were like, you got two kids? Yes.
Yes.
So he's got an overbite. He's got crowding on top and bottom. So they're going to do the spacer on top.
Yep.
Once that comes out, they'll do braces on top and then a spacer on the bottom. And he does have to wear headgear. And can I tell you, God love him, he's excited about it. So we'll see how long that lasts.
That's what's great about Dashiell is because you – and kids are surprising like this. You're like, oh, man, how do I tell him this thing, which is going to be – you're going to feel really dorky about it. And they're like, cool. And you're like, God, maybe that's the trick. Like, I did think I was the coolest person when I was on Clown Troop. And now it's just a talking point to make fun of me.
I think so. Yeah, I don't think you –
you don't know you're a dork at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm looking at my son's hair right now, which is my fault.
Should you just call my son a dork? No, but it's going to be hard not to give him a hard time about it.
My son's haircut is so bad. He's got nothing but cowlicks. And I took him to a joint that was just open. And so – and I tried to tell her what I want. And it is, he goes, Mom, even I know this isn't good. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Just stripes over the ears.
It's not good. And he's got, so all the, this doesn't have enough weight. So it just is all up in the back. It looks like he's wearing a feather situation. It's not good. And I'm like, this is why you're going to look back and you're going to be like, sixth grade was a rough year. I'll be like, I know.
That's how they're wearing it. Because we have school pictures.
I asked my husband, I was like, I am not seeing when we're doing school pictures. And if that surprises me, we're on the road.
You give me warning. You got to give warning. I mean, school, you need to, you know what those dates are going to be back in the year before.
You know what they did at Finn School? On Finn School, which is a private school, which is, I don't know, please rate, review, subscribe because this shit ain't cheap. Who knew? I didn't know. No, I did not know. But he's in private school, Catholic school, so it's a little less, but still rate, review, and subscribe and send us money. and he got his pictures the first day of school.
Oh,
so
wow.
You just knew they were going to like walk in, sit down, take the picture, give him the books, give him the thing, do the deal, get him home. Get I'm like, ID. I like that.
That's great.
Get it done.
Good.
One and done.
So my rule in our house is I'm never going to tell you what to wear except on picture day. And everybody's already pushing back on it. But I'm like, look, I will show you Kristen's fourth grade photo if you want, and you will see why you got to listen to your mother sometimes.
That picture, I got to find it. You got to send it to me. I cannot find
it. Oh, yeah. I have it. It's my screensaver.
Sometimes you take photos, and you think at the time, this is a perfect example, and I had Finn's hair currently. I literally thought to myself, this is going to be literally the greatest picture, like school picture. I remember sitting there being like, yes, I'm wearing my favorite jersey. I'm wearing my favorite, my mom's favorite shell earrings that are the size of my earlobes. I have no teeth and I have summer teeth. Some are here, some are there. And I'm wearing a really awesome, like real estate agent's haircut. And it's not doing great. And my mom, she was like, I remember my mom dropped the F word. She goes, oh, fuck, it's picture day. And I was like, Mom, I know. I'm like ready to rock. And so she's like, you are doing reshoots. So then I got them back and I was like, Terry,
you know
what we did?
Perfection, Terry.
We just nailed it.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what happened.
She was so upset. And so then I didn't tell her when retakes were. And so then that was the picture. That was the year that I gave them to everybody. How many stacks of pictures do you have that are in the literal like wallet size that you didn't cut? 1,000. Yeah. Not that year. I literally.
About every single one.
Every single one.
You do look adorable in it, but everybody has a school photo.
Oh, we are nice. We all know that's. You can't even look at me in the eye when you say that. It was a rough year.
I can't. Look, mine came fifth grade year, and I forgot it was picture day. I had a black sweatshirt on and my Aunt Karen's haircut, and I just look like a boy.
Next year, I tried even harder. My mom was like, I'm done. And I feathered my hair and wore a tie, and I like to refer to it as my detective picture because I really did feel like ties were cool back then.
In sixth grade, I brushed out my perm and
that's
put
the
a
only
bow
way to go.
In my hair.
Yes.
And I wore a hot pink turtleneck, sweater, and hot pink pearls.
Because you nailed it. At the time, thank God, we all think what we're doing is awesome. If we thought it was dorky, then you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't have the joy looking back on it because what we really remember is how much confidence we had.
I have to tell you, I have a really great Halloween costume idea.
What is it?
Finn should be your fourth grade picture for Halloween because he looks so much like you in that picture. And he could we could have a big one blown up like that lady did at the show one time. And he could carry it around trick-or-treating.
All the pictures on planet Earth. First of all, let's just unpack what you just said.
Yeah.
We were on our first tour, which I don't want to brag, but we blew the fucking doors off that thing. It was unbelievable, the most fun, exciting thing ever to all of a sudden go from the interwebs where you see people commenting to thousands of women coming to the shows and having so much fun, such imposter syndrome, like losing our minds. And I remember being at a show and there were so many people. Sometimes your head and your heart have to catch up to words that you're saying at the same time. You're like, I don't know why they're here to see me. Jen's really funny. She's going to have to carry the show because I'm freaking out right now. And then all of a sudden my eye catches something in the back and it's this giant picture. And I'm like, somebody make us a sign? And then I look closer and it was my fourth grade school picture blown up to like poster size.
It was the most beautiful thing.
And
I've
I was like, that
life.
Is the greatest moment of my life. Yeah. That is who I am as a human. And she was like, yes. And I was like, I'm sure there
if
was a part of my mother
she
that was like
had
fuck.
It over her head and was waving it like it was a pro wrestling.
Then somebody made a Spanx one, a sign, and they stretched it with Spanx, and it was like one of those girdle things, and it was like "We love you" or something. And the fact that they had to stretch that thing and use a Sharpie on it, that was nothing
beautiful.
But laughter the whole time.
Yeah, but I do. Kristen looks so much like Finn in that picture. I think he would nail that.
I got to do it now because we have the same hair. No one thought to give us a fade. It's just such a strong cutoff.
Cut
here.
Between. Yeah. It's like the perm. Yeah.
My
yeah.
husband
it's like
gets.
Terry's hair.
Terry's hair. My mom. Okay. My mom has always rocked short hair.
Yeah.
Except for a short stint in the early 90s where she wore a lot of butterfly clips, but the front was short. I was always like, But my dad was like, her hair is so becoming when it's a little bit longer. I'm like, what a weird word. Becoming. Ew. Gross.
Ugh. My husband never says out of it. This looks becoming. I will be like.
I know. We're old. Like, dad, gross. Okay. I get it. Whatever.
That's a way of saying you're mine. That's it. No.
Gross.
No, I don't mean. I just mean like, here's the best I got for you right now.
Getting ready to go to baseball. My mom and dad are like flirting. It was all very confusing and gross. So my mom had a short stint with like a little bit of longish hair, but it still had a perm to it. So she always cut my hair like hers. I always said we'd get two for ones at Sheer Country. And, but I, what was my point? Oh, the short hair fade.
She has that like curly globe on the top and then short.
Tied around the rim. That's how she rolls. And my husband, he loves my mom, and my mom loves
a little too much
my husband. But he gets so mad when he looks, because he's from Texas and girls wear long hair in Texas. And he's like, why would she do that to you? Why would she cut your hair like that? Now, here's what I will say, and this is rare that I do this, but in defense of my mother and knowing what I know now about children, that at some point when your mom says, if you don't brush your hair, I'm going to cut it short, it's not because she's being lazy. It's because she has tried to brush my hair 2,000 times. And all I do is give her a run for her money. Yeah. And finally, she's like, we're going full real estate.
Yeah. Well,
and you know what? I was happier because I thought I was cool.
We let Delilah cut her hair short. She asked a couple times and wasn't like, okay. She didn't pick it out of a book.
You did. It was
really
cute.
It was cute, but people were like, why would you have her do that? Because she literally did have these blonde ringlets.
I was actually surprised that you did it. And not because I didn't think you would think that short hair was cute, but her, like, that would hurt my feelings because her hair is such good hair.
Yeah.
I would have
It was great hair. And it's not growing back the exact same way that it was.
Well, that's
her
baby.
Plus, I have we didn't cut her hair till she was like 4 or 5, I think.
Let me tell you something. They didn't cut Delilah's hair until she was 4 or 5, and it looked like literally she was a mermaid. Yeah. We also did not cut Eleanor's hair until like last week. And I think we barely got 4 inches off of it. We've been like brushing through the finest hair on Eleanor.
Oh my God,
like
I would make hair to cut that she has now.
I know. It's very her, isn't it?
Bob,
I was worried.
It's so cute.
She is. It's so her.
Yeah.
She's just like. That's the thing about kids that we all have to like take a page from their book is they're very sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's no like, they don't waffle. They're like, should I or shouldn't I? They're like, nope, let's do it. Like there's a decision. They're decisive. They're like, I want to cut my hair. Okay. Then they're like, I hate my hair. And you're like, okay. Or I want a bob haircut. All right. Okay. Like,
Let me read you this beautiful tweet that I read this week that is exactly what we're talking about.
Oh boy,
right
she's
now.
Scrolling. We can pause.
You guys,
I'll come back in a different outfit.
I screenshot a lot, okay?
There should just be Musac running right now.
Well, be entertaining, Kristen.
I am looking at your ceiling, and it's really nice. I like that there is a oh, God.
Okay.
We're going to talk about renovation. Go ahead.
Listen to this tweet. Inside every woman is two wolves. One wolf wants long, gorgeous mermaid hair. The second wolf wants to just chop it all off. There's also a crow pulling the tails of both wolves saying to get bangs.
The crow is the most dangerous. The crow is the most dangerous. God, I know. I think everybody's like, she looked a lot better with bangs. Why can't she just do them? But they're really hard.
Nope. Can we increase Casey? We agree? We're saying no?
Say la vie to the bangs.
We did it. We let that
you loved them.
I did love them.
They look great.
I loved them. They looked great.
I'm being ganged up on right now.
No. What? No. Try to ignore my tone. What I was worried would happen with those bangs. It happened because they're hard.
They're hard. Yeah.
Give me some credit here. When I got an unfair trim by not my stylist, and they went.
I knew that was going to happen, though. That's what happens.
But why does it happen after the fact? Why does your hair stop working with you? They were cool and they were long. They were really cool. And then all of a sudden, they just started to grow in a different direction. I don't understand. Why does the hair do that?
Why are you guys
so definitively telling me I can't get bangs?
It's just a lot emotionally, Kristen. And I mean, look at how much brain space we all have not having to think about your bangs these days. It's better for us all. She's literally mad at me right now.
I'm mad at both of you. I feel very attacked.
Why?
It's just better for the community if
we're yes. Why are you not going to get him?
Well, I'm not now because I guess I'm just a big problem.
No, but
they looked really good. It was my head that was a problem. That this part just started to go to the left. I couldn't get him to settle down. I felt cheated out of like looking younger and feeling cooler.
Yeah. Well, bangs.
I'm now wearing overalls. Okay.
Bangs are.
I felt rock and roll. I played my guitar all the time. I still do that, but it's like I look like a lady that's going to read a story at the library.
Yeah, I mean, bangs are, they're a myth. They're a unicorn. They're not, they are a fleeting wish but we all try it, you know, with the best of intentions. And we did that, and we can let that part of our life go. We can let that go.
Nope.
Nope. Kristen gets bangs.
Can I have a Truly? You guys are dicks.
You're not going to renovate your hair anymore, my dear. Let's talk about your house.
Oh, great. Another fun conversation. Home renovation.
Do you want bangs again?
I really liked how I felt with my hair being like rock and roll. Ew. How dare you give me a Corona?
I can't find
I'm not drinking that. Oh, Stella.
Stella?
One. Where's yeah, right one? There, the gold tap one. Nope, up, right, down.
I think it's a Stella.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
there we go.
I'll do Stella.
Okay. They just are a thing that you have to do.
You're
all
right.
The time.
And yeah. The thing is, I'm telling you, I'm defending myself because I knew that. And so, you know, I went and I bought the straightener and I did the thing and I blow dried it down because I thought that was the key, like literally taking the hair dryer so it blows different ways. Moms wrote in and told me that were stylists how to do it, people that have had bangs for a long time. But something happened in the way that they grew when I got it trimmed that one time where I got too much bang.
Yeah.
And then I did the Kelly Clarkson show. Just cut to that. And that's where I look like I'm a sheepdog. And then, then my mom's like, when are we going to be done with the bangs? And I was like, ugh. Because she thinks she's seeing it. It's a Terry two-step. She's like, but you look so much. You have such a beautiful face when it's not being crowded by bangs. It's the way she says it, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I can't.
Well, Casey, I'm good. Close. Stop looking. What are you doing?
The Trulies are inside.
I know. I just can't close this now. There we go.
It's not a character judgment, Kristen. I'm just saying that.
Hold on, we've got Casey who's running a freaking bar cart.
I can't close it.
Hey, bar girl.
It's so full.
Cart girl. She's all the way so it doesn't ding.
Got it.
Okay. I miss the way I feel in them because the thing I've been struggling with most lately is like I've been feeling really old. And I've been feeling like the one thing that I felt like kind of changed in the last few years was that I got some rockin' hair. Yeah. And if I could just do it, it felt really cool. But if I got a single trim, it changed it and I'd have to learn how to redo it. And this is what I'm learning about myself. And this goes back to home renovation. Britt, come on in.
For the love of Christmas. Hi, podcasting. We're doing a podcast.
Just a podcast. Here's the thing. Can you bang a door that's close? Can you bang this door?
Yeah.
That would be closer to the microphone.
You guys want to let the dogs in?
No, we are.
Just go invite some of the people that drive down your street to come on in.
I know.
Okay, great.
Sorry. Great. My voice gets really high when I'm trying not to.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
The worst. Don't dare him.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this is the thing, and I it's hard to like put this into words, but as you're saying it, somebody who's had bangs hasn't had bangs. Almost every day with bangs is different because you get them and they are perfect.
Right.
And then you have to wash your hair and then you got to figure out how she did them. Yep. And then they grow out.
Yep.
And you figure out how to do them when they get a little bit longer. And then you figure out what you're going to do with them just before you get them cut. And then they get cut again.
Everything you're saying is giving me little flashes of anxiety right now.
Yeah. It's
not meant for someone like me who I just have come to terms with Well, but it's a slippery slope. I'm not very good at change. Once you notice stuff, though.
Like that, I would say that's like once you notice that you didn't like what your bangs were doing, then you it was bothering you.
Yes. All the time. You couldn't, like, I couldn't let it go. Yes. Right, right, right. So like you're saying, if one day they grew out, then I was bothered because they were in my face and I would then figure out where to put them or I would pin them back and that was not flattering or like what I should be doing. So it was always having to – and I'm just one of those people and I just am. I'm a throw my hair up kind of person. I like having some like wispies and shit, but like maintenance is tough and I got a lot going on. And so I was more disappointed with how I was looking than excited about how I was looking. Now, if I went to Monique and she did my hair and it looked all great, then I felt like $1 million. But then the next day I could feel really bad. And I was like, this is my hair. I got to like, there's enough in the world to make me feel bad about myself. And I don't need one more thing. Right. And like, that I've just come to terms with like I get very overwhelmed by not knowing if what I think and do is like cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, do I have good taste? Do I know what cool hair is? Do I know what cool clothes are? Or am I just wearing what's comfortable and sort of like available to me? And I really do sometimes wonder if like right now we're doing this home renovation and I'll just talk openly. I don't care. We had to move into our back house, which again, just for the like uncool factor of it, back houses in California are a dime a dozen. Everybody's got them. It's just like a garage apartment. And
it's
so
like
it's a mother-in-law quarters. I think it's how people in California get a little bit more square footage with your property because everything's so small.
You don't have a basement.
You don't have anything. You don't
there's
have
basements
no.
in California.
So we're in our back house, which is a blessing because if we weren't back there, we couldn't do this renovation because we would pay so much to live somewhere. We wouldn't
rent another place.
We've been saving for this thing forever. We've got it kind of under wraps about how much it's going to cost if I don't change anything. And that's been very stressful. So we're in this back house. We're living back there. It's been rough. It has not been easy. The kids are not sleeping, whatever. That's a different thing. But when we're doing this renovation, we couldn't afford an interior designer, which it is so – they are so important, but they are a luxury. Like have somebody come in – and generally, I did not know this. This is one of the main reasons that we didn't do that because I was like, is this something I could like – I do need the help. But they generally start when you start creating plans with an architect. Oh. So I didn't know that. So we created all these plans and paid for architectural plans. That's when I should have added designer. So we now just need the person that's going to pick out like tiles and finishes. And I was like, well, shit, I got Jen Smedley for that. Like, I'm not going to do that. We're not going to spend that money. That's like,
I don't like plaid pink, but I'll try it. Okay.
Fine. I'm like, I'm going to give Jen my credit card. Wrong. I'm going to give Jen a gift card that I've prepaid for. And
smart.
I'm going to let her
smart.
Go
yeah.
to Home Goods and have at it.
Yeah.
But the thing is I'm very overwhelmed right now because all I'm worried about is making mistakes. I have like analysis paralysis, like nobody's business. The plans have actually, our GC said, my instinct for plans is very good, which makes sense because I'm spatial and I'm pragmatic.
Visual, yeah.
But it's this, like when he says, these words come, first of all, I've never run faster than from our garage to the street when I think I'm going to run into a guy that I'm paying. Literally, I've got a backpack on. I look like a seventh grader. I'm like, and he's like, Kristen, I need a decision on the color for the patio. And I was like,
he's Canadian then?
He's Israeli. I love him. He's hilarious. And I actually really like him. I'm getting along better with him than I am my husband because my husband thinks you can text message me four colors and I'm going to make a decision. And I laugh like this. Then I send a text back and I go, I'm not prepared to make any decisions about this yet because then I go and I look online and I get on Pinterest or I go on magazines and I'm like, is what I'm thinking okay? Is this – because it feels like so important. Like what if I get it wrong? It's going to cost so much money. I'm going to fuck it up.
Well, let me say
it's
this.
It's like the biggest bangs of my life.
Oh.
Right? Metaphorically, it's like I'm cutting bangs. We have gutted – we are fucking full committed, by the way. Our front door – has
you
what
do
you call
it
over it
in there?
We're everybody thinks that we've gone tits
plywood.
Up. We have plywood over our front entrance.
Yeah,
It literally, our neighbor
turning it into one of those haunted houses.
Yeah, they're like, they've gone full tilt for this neighborhood for Halloween. Hats off to you.
But can I say that, okay, like bangs, you have to like them, but it has to like fit your life. And
that's a very strong metaphor for design.
It totally is. And people will say to me, oh, it's such a nice compliment when you say like, oh, you have a good eye for design. I don't. I have a good eye for my design because I will unapologetically choose what I like.
That's a gift because I am like, well, I really like that, but I really like that, but do I like that or am I just being influenced by everyone around me? And do I have a single decision in my head? I'll just wear overalls.
Because when we go through magazines and you're like, I like that. And a lot of them, they're in the same like family. Yeah,
I suppose.
I can pick out like what family of color you like.
Yes. Like jewel tones generally
come like of them though,
like warm,
yeah, and like I know
today,
but I think sometimes, especially in the place where you live, because if you live in a big it doesn't even matter if you live in a big city, it is your inner sanctum, it is your special place, so you need to have color that makes you happy. You can't have stuff that like gives you anxiety, that's if you want a place that's calm, it can't have too much like texture to it,
right?
It has to be like fit your personality, you know?
That's the problem. I'm like, what personality does a house have that screams, like, put your hair up in a clip and wear clothes that you've given up on? Like, I feel like what if I'm like, that's like, literally, that's my style, like, busy or like haphazard, frustrated. Like, what design do you go to? Like, can I see a Pinterest board on someone that's over it? What does that look like?
Well, it's exactly like this, and you're doing it. I'm trying to make you feel good about your decisions that you're making because my house is frustrating for most people because I'm very short. And I put stuff where I can reach it. I put like, I have a lot of furniture and stuff like that. I don't care if you can't walk through it. It's my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you like, have a lot of side tables.
So, you know, I always need a drink wherever I'm sitting. So, and actually literally that is because we entertain
so much. But
your house
is really cozy.
Like,
and plus you like in another space and time, you would be like designing women. Who would I be? The weird neighbor? The one that's Bernice? That's who I would be. The one that wears a Christmas tree skirt as a skirt. But you know, I mean, this is literally the truth. I've really enjoyed the construction.
Yeah.
I like the nature of that. It's so satisfying because it's task-oriented and you see like framing is full Bonerville for me. To see a house framed, you're like, it's like magic. You're like, oh my God, this is a hallway. Oh my God, this is a, like your idea comes to fruition.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
exciting.
I went to a tile shop and I was supposed to pick out tile colors and my chest was hot and I did not enjoy Wendy. And I was feeling like all of a sudden her decisions were my decisions. And then I was getting like hurried. And then my kids are not sleeping for some reason in this back house. And I think it's because there's squirrels and critters that run on the ceiling. And so the next day I was so tired. It was after we had lunch. I was so tired and I had to go to the tile.
Out there.
Ugh. I can't. I don't know where they are. You gave me some. I'd probably put them out.
Some new ones to put out there.
I'm like running selenite or whatever it is, like trying to find that crap and rub it up on my
energy. Yeah.
I'm so constipated all the time. I'm like literally dying.
I mean,
so
what you said about you don't like a lot of, like, this is good. So as you're seeing it, like, go from the ground up, you don't want to add a whole bunch of stuff to it. Like, you would rather, like, sit in, like, watch a movie in a room that doesn't have a whole bunch of distractions, busyness, or makes you feel like you need to do a thing.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, I want to sit where there's shiny stuff. You know, like, it's – and so I think you're doing the right thing for your style. The hard part about, like, what you're doing – and this is what I would be worried about that you're doing is, like – don't think about that you're going to sell this house and that it has to be pleasing to somebody other than you. Like, you just need to love it because how often some people don't ever get to remodel and some people never will and you might not ever do it again. So make it how you want it.
You're right. And I don't want it to sound like I'm complaining because I did get a little emotional. This is such a
it's
dumb
not
thing.
Complaining. It's stressful.
It is very stressful because it's so what people, if you've never done a renovation, and what I think would surprise you if you talk to anybody who's ever done a renovation is it's so personal.
Yeah.
It's so emotional. It's also like, look, we're not talking about people that have like endless money. Like we are on a budget for sure. So that is an extra stress. But you are constantly like questioning yourself or what it's going to work with and how your family's going to use it and the space. And like, if something didn't work from the plans, you're like, how did I get that wrong? Like, it is very emotional. It's very highs and lows. But I will say, I go out every night and I grab a glass of wine right before sunset because we don't have any lighting in the house. So I will sit out there and slowly I see these walls become walls and the insulation's in there now. And we have a subfloor because we had these treacherous three steps. It's all I wanted was that to go away, those shitty floors and that those steps. And so we've done that. So I'm so easy to please. I'm like, it's pretty great right now. Like if we run out of money, God forbid, but I, you know, we'd have to use candles, but it's insulated. And I look at the windows and it's the first time in my life that I've ever had new windows ever.
Oh, yeah.
So to be able to open a window and close a window, and it's like the lines are – there's no paint on the sill. It's like made me feel so incredibly excited.
Every window in our house, every door in our house like has its own secret password. It's so, like
– True.
It's – I mean, you're besides that they
literally
actually do.
Actually do have passwords.
Because I don't – I'm not good with security. Keys. I don't have a single key. I might – key
that's
fob
a good,
from my car, but I don't want to have to deal with it. I want the kids to be able to like nobody locked out, nobody whatever. But what I'm saying is like none of my windows close the right way. It's like one, you gotta like jimmy up a little bit before it'll lock and all this stuff. And that is like one of the exciting things about a new build or like new construction is you get that.
Yeah.
Like,
and I am excited. Like I'm excited that this house that we didn't have the cash to do this, but you know, there is a thing where you demo these old houses and you build some monstrosity in its place. And I like that we kept this 110-year-old house and we're going to maintain some of the things about her that, like, we're keeping – you'll love this. You remember that thing where you dropped off milk in the back?
Yes, I love
our GC is fighting us tooth and nail. We want to put it back. It's just this little milk drop thing in the door for no reason at all. He's like, why would you put that back? It's so old. I'm like, Eric, that's the point. Like, it's so beautiful. It's this – I can just see like a milkman coming to that. It makes me feel so connected to it.
Put it somewhere in your kitchen?
Well, we're going to put it in the same kind of the same spot because it'll go right into the den. It will make no difference and it won't go through. I know. He's just like bugged by it. But then we're keeping the same picket fence and Eleanor, on top of it all, feeling analysis paralysis and a lot of pressure and writing checks that my body can't cash. And then all of a sudden my daughter who like walks in and she goes, what have you done to my childhood home?
No.
That is she. And also she is having sidebar conversations with people telling them how unhappy she is with the decision we've made to renovate.
You know, Eleanor, she mentioned she doesn't
Eleanor says she does not want to go with Farmhouse Modern. I'm like, Eleanor doesn't get to weigh in. Okay. Like Eleanor needs to pipe down. I'm already freaking out.
Save it for counseling. Later on in your life, okay?
Please tell this to a counselor. Oh, my mom. They chose to renovate our house.
I actually think – I know it's like I think this is why we all secretly loved that – what was that show where you got $1,000 trading places?
Trading Spaces or something where you would do my house and I would do yours. And there was that one where the woman hated it. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That guy that –
she's like, what have you done?
No, thank God we're past that. But really – but I do think like having these like stipulations – it makes everybody's life a little bit easier because can you imagine if somebody was like, you have limitless, you have $1 million to like come up with this kitchen. I would have a carnival on one. I would have like 14 chandeliers. Like it wouldn't even make sense. Like you need to like say, here's
boundaries.
Here's the tile that you can get.
Yeah.
Or you can get these cabinets. So it like helps you make decisions.
I always ask the same thing.
You would have to have a designer.
You have to. And here's the thing. I am not undercutting the value of an interior designer at all. In fact, quite the opposite because like I do have a couple friends that are designers or like they're an architect and a designer, Sam.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I'm like, so what color of hardwood is everybody doing these days? And she's like, here's the sample. Like I'm basically asking her for
her drunk.
I know. I'm like, come over. Can you come over and do a walkthrough and I'll just record it?
But you know what? If she's not going to do that for you, don't you ever make her laugh because you know what?
That's nice. She does. She's very, very giving. And I do believe that like designers are – valuable in if you are someone who feels like I do, and they come to you with the stuff and they go, here are your choices here. If you have that extra kind of dough and you're good with that, for me, I felt like I could make these decisions because I am kind of particular in a very narrow way. So I'm not going in between different design aesthetics. I'm like, I love really neutral. Like, I want to be able to put on I could put a cool picture on the wall that's bright colors, or I could take that off and do something really neutral if I want it. I want a very basic palette, but it is like going into the stores and I'm like, what's popular right now? And it's like, you know, 50 tentacles come out and I'm like, man, I don't understand. So many options.
This is a really fun game that I just came up with that we're going to do. Okay. So
I never, just once.
You have to say one thing in a house. Okay. So stupid.
Everybody are like, yes. Okay. Jen, lean into this game.
All right. This is like how well you know your friend game. Okay. I'm going to say one thing that would drive you crazy in a house, and then one thing that you would probably really like, and we'll go back and forth. Okay.
One thing that would drive me crazy in a house? Yeah. You go first. No, give me an example. I know.
If Kristen had bead curtains covering a doorway, she would murder someone. She would rip them down.
I've never felt so seen. I can barely deal with wind chimes.
I know, but I think a thing you would really like are those drawers and cabinets to organize like food and plates and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Something that
would drive me crazy.
That would drive Jen crazy. Like an all grayish or beige kitchen with like one single red apple that's just ironic on the table. Not one thing out.
What are you trying to get me to do? Kill myself, Kristen? I could not live in that place. I could not live in that joyless Kanye land. I couldn't.
I'm gonna
do
give
it.
You your aesthetic that would make you insane.
Yep.
Minimalism.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed it.
I think you do very well with color. I think you also take for granted how naturally good you are at that stuff. Kind of like, I mean, I can kind of pick up a pencil and draw, and people are like, wow, you're a really good artist. I'm like, no, I'm not. Not compared to, like, but they're like, but for the person that doesn't know how to do it, you're good. I'm like, I guess. But
yeah, that's why
you kind of like go, well, I'll just like throw it up there and see what sticks. And I'm looking at this like really cool Art Deco wallpaper that I'm like, where the fuck did you even find it? Like, I can't, like, she's like, I found these awesome shelves that go with my thing in the deal. And I'm like, I plan on going to one store.
Yeah.
Day of. It's all going to be like, you just buy Crate and Barrel out? What's up? I won't do that because I can't, because I can't make any decisions. Everything's great.
Well, this is what Kristen likes. So she does like, she likes form and function, but she likes, like, your kitchen, you will like something to be like, work easily in.
Yes.
Maintain it easy.
Totally.
A place for everything.
Always. No outside. I don't want any containers that hold shit in it. Like,
yeah.
I'm so, that's what I've lived with for 5 years. And I'm so like, I literally want one space for one spatula.
She like, yeah, I have like 14 containers that have like meat cleavers and stuff sticking out of them. She doesn't want that. She wants stuff to get put away. And then for color and visual interest, she has windows and then fun, bright colored pieces of art.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then tile that is pretty, like, well, like, made of a good product.
Yes. And I believe, weigh in here, ladies. Anybody have any ideas on tile, especially if you know for a fact what works? The tile is a real trick, and the counter colors I'm having a hard time with. But I also just have not had time to really dig in and just – and I have to give it to my GC. We've become this married couple because he's like – Kristen, I know that you're very visual. I've built this as a he'll set up like the deck to show me how the deck has to work. Cause we've had to do all these things because the house is so old to accommodate like the floor being raised. It's all these math equations. So I start to get anxiety. I'm like, I don't know anything about decks. He'll go, let me show you. And he'll put it out for me to show me. Let me show you my deck.
Your what, sir?
He's like, I work out all the time.
I'm picturing 5 days a week. Huge deck.
Every time he sees me, it's like 8 a.m. He'll say, good afternoon. Because he's being funny because he's been up since like, you know, 5 a.m. And I'm like, Eric, funny. I too have been up. I just didn't have a bra on for like 4 hours. Okay, I don't need look. I'm
just standing here holding my deck.
My deck. I'm on your deck holding my deck. I'm gonna just speaking Sorry, of
I'm
decks.
Gonna, I'm gonna hit that till it works.
But you're right. I need to calm down. I also tell myself that everything is. Sounds corny, but every day is a blessing. Every day that I get closer to it being done, it's going to be better than it ever was. There are things that we built into this house to be cozy and all about family because, like, it was really important for me to have a space where we're dorks. We love watching TV together at night for 30 minutes, and we also like to play music. So I was like, I want this. I don't care about – I really don't. I don't care about the designer of anything about furniture, any of that. I don't even think I know any of that. I'm just like, I'm not going to pay exorbitant amount of money for a couch, but I might for a piano. Do you know what I mean? That's where my, if I had it, but I don't. So if you have a baby grand that you're looking to get
throw it this way.
This way.
Yeah. Well, let's not discount how excited you've been about the subfloors. It's not like you're not appreciating all the moments of it because I don't give a shit about subfloors. I mean, I do for you because it's progress, but I mean, I.
How many times? You want to talk about my bank?
Do you want to see a picture of my subfloors? And I was like.
If you don't know what a subfloor floor is, it's where they – so we had our floor raised up because we had treacherous stairs. And a subfloor is what they put down while they do all the other work. And the last thing they'll put in is your hardwood floors or your flooring. Yeah. So, like, you have a subfloor. And I walk in there and I'm like, well, this is basically done.
I know. That it feels like – because they did. They got all the plumbing. The electrical is
– it's all – electrical is done. I think the thing that is hard is making these finishes decisions because you feel like that's like the frosting, literally. Yeah. It's the frosting on the cake, and you can really blow a cake with shitty frosting. So I want to make
sure
that –
Don't anybody get that whipped cream kind of frosting.
You
Nobody
go,
likes
like,
that.
Full buttercream. Don't be an asshole about it. Don't try to, like, make it, like, less calories or put fucking yogurt in it. Just make it a buttercream frosting.
I did think of another thing that would make you insane in a home is one of those perpetual motion machines, like the balls that you throw one end and then it goes. Duk,
why would I do that to myself? Duk, I'm not.
They're big.
First of all, I would never leave. I would just be like, let me time these out. Let me see what the exact space. I would literally go insane.
God, my grandma had them in her house. We used to make them nuts. Would they all be going at the same time?
Oh, my God. I go to your kitchen and I hear do 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 do, and I'm like,
it's my dishwasher.
It's a dishwasher, and it literally, I'm like, I will put my foot through. I unload it just so it stops talking to me. I mean, I think she knows when I walk in. She's like, watch her. I'm gonna freak her out right now.
Even it, like when you leave it open too long, it sings like this after school special song.
Yeah, it's
like,
really low pitched. Yeah, it's like I'm a rich.
That shit's so emotional. Fridge.
Mine's like really gritty, like Black Sabbath. My dishwasher. It's like I'm barely working, but
I'm done. I'm done.
And, you know, and I, the back house, the, oh God, like we are a family of four and this is a small back house and we have one bathroom. And so when we do get into this house, it will be so glorious. Cause I'll be like, I need everybody to go crap somewhere else.
Yep.
I am so tired of taking shifts or when I am just having a moment to myself, by the way, that could be a moment of like, I don't know. Changing my tampon, and everyone decides that's when they're going to come in and floss their teeth or take a shower, husband included. Show me a meme that's really funny. I'm like,
we all feel a little vulnerable in those moments.
I've stopped trying to.
Looking hot.
No one, one cares. They're like, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's not fine. I want a minute to myself. I went and got a subscription to WeWork so I could go somewhere. And I went there the other day just to watch Hulu.
Yeah, you need to, don't just change your tampon in WeWork. Though. Can I say that?
I'll forget that I'm supposed to go to a bathroom and I'll just be talking to someone. I'm like, excuse me.
Can I tell you what we did our remodel 3 years ago. When
I know,
we
and it was
in.
A big one. I literally didn't do one because I was like, look what they're dealing with.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Because they had to move some walls and stuff like that. Because we had this little tiny 1960s kitchen with like all the appliances were meant to like
kill somebody.
Yeah. They were like the worst height. Like
never seen an oven like that a day in my life. Not guys, on TV, not anywhere.
No. Can I tell you, Mom?
It was the weirdest thing.
There was a range top that was a drawer that pulled out and it was on the corner, an entry corner to the.
It's to be explained like a hallway.
Yeah.
So was nowhere to go but right
absolutely.
Into it.
Yeah. I just kept picturing.
I'm surprised there wasn't like pieces of skull hanging on the corner.
I cannot believe it.
Because that thing has given more stitches than a surgeon.
So we had to move some stuff. And I was like, I want a big kitchen because I used to cook. And that was the big.
But you guys are right. And you told me the kitchen is the nucleus. It's where everybody wants to hang out. They want to eat. They want to chill. Jen did it right. She hung a TV in there because they've got like this sitting area. So it is, it's so cozy. When we're here and we watch games, we're in the kitchen. We're grazing and eating.
That's where everybody always is. That's where all the fun conversation always ends up happening. So, but we did that. And then when we got done, we were like, I don't want to do another thing.
And then you guys started one 2 weeks later.
Well, we did that. Well, then the COVID happened. Yeah. But that was different because it didn't like affect
it feels
lives.
Like 2 weeks, but it was actually a little bit of time.
But I have had this broken shower and sometimes I will look at it. I'll be in the shower because that's where you do all your like
thinking and judging.
Not really good. I'm like, you got to get your life together.
I know. God, if you got a shitty shower, you're like, life is hard.
What kind of a ruse are you living here, man? Like, if somebody saw this shower, you could get tetanus off this thing. There's a wrench at
I
one
used
point.
To apologize to people and if go, you have, I'm sorry, this is our 7-Eleven bathroom.
If you have a tool in your shower, we got to change
you
got to
do something
don't
better.
Feel good about yourself. So what happened? And buying all those parts is not cheap, by the way.
Oh, my God.
It's so shocking. So when they wrecked our sink, the sink in our kitchen, they couldn't fix it.
I know because it's like, I know, man.
So many things. So we got all this. This was like 3 years ago. We got free fixtures for the bathroom because I was like, well, everything's done.
Yeah.
For this, you know.
I need to shop your closet. Yeah.
So they gave us all these new fixtures to replace them where they have sat for 2 years. And so I've been like dropping little Easter eggs to my husband that I really would like.
Are they Easter eggs that are like at very high volume
I
of
shit
yelling?
On his desk at one point.
You shit in his desk. I mean, here's my parts.
I just – so here's what I did that ultimately was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he was like, you're right. Because he has a plumber he loves. The guy's hard to get. I go, you call anybody. You call anybody who says – if they drive
they're
a
available.
Plumbing truck, I want them to fix the shower because this should be an easy part of my day.
Like, right.
This is one thing I need to have be easy is showering. And now the kids always use our shower too. They always have. So it's just a pain. I had a screwdriver. I had to like take the thing off with the screwdriver.
You have like a wrench on the handle. Like,
Totally. I couldn't. So when he was out of town, fixed it myself.
God bless you.
But guess what? I didn't fix it. All drippy and it was all leaky. Well, when I think he put too much muscle into it, because when I had it, it turned off and it wasn't dripping. But when he tried to do it, it was like buckets and buckets and buckets of water, which you can't do in Southern California. You guys, like, people will kill you for that.
Yep.
So, but that was the deal breaker. He's like, I'm gonna
call somebody.
So it's fixed. And you guys, it's been 2 years, 3 years, 2 years.
Yep.
And I finally, but the plumber got the wrong part. So, supposed to be a rainhead shower that has one of those attachments.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have this new shower that even though you switch to the handheld
it
about
doesn't
7
work.
Feet up, you do. It's like I have to stand on the edge of the shower to turn it. Don't care.
No.
Okay, I can deal with that.
You're like, I can deal with that.
I can deal with that part of it. But the rainhead is going like side. So we have to – he has to come back. So it's still not done.
But it's not terrible.
It'll never get done. Yeah,
it'll never
–
nothing will ever get done.
There's not like – I was scared that like mold was getting through to the – like water was getting in there. And we're going to have to replace the whole side of the house if this didn't. So I was like, well, I was going to shove it full of like fix a flat or something like that just so that
– You're like, don't let me – don't threaten me, sir. I'll take it to it myself. And then I'll cause this four times as much.
I
threatened my husband. I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to tile. And then I'll tile the house myself. And he looked at me the way you guys looked at me when I thought about getting bangs again. And he goes, I really don't want you to do that. I really don't want you to do that. And I was like, I could learn how to tile because I do think I'd be good at it.
I think you would too.
I think I would be good at it. And I really enjoy it. I like the whole process of it. And he's like, but I could see the panic in his face of like, this will be the thing that breaks her. Like, who the fuck does she think she is in between, like, being a teen mom and, like, going on the road doing comedy? Yeah. You're going to learn how to tile? But I will. Don't worry about it. I will.
I mean, that's any change that
And I won't get bangs, like, but I'll learn how to tile because that's a trade.
I mean, you don't get a day off to do it. That's just not going to happen.
And that is also belittling just how important those craftsmen are that are good at it. Like, I'm fully impressed. Listen, like, nobody's more impressed when a plumber comes over and can look at a problem and fix it. I think that's awesome.
I know. Yeah, it's
I know how it is to punch up a joke. That's not easy. But freaking looking at a problem and fixing it or building something, I think it's awesome.
I mean, any of us who have ever clogged a toilet would like to really realize, shout out to plumbers.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a hot flash. No, I do have a hot
flash.
Okay,
let's go to a hot flash.
Okay, I don't want you to I'm scared you're going to disagree with this one. But you usually don't like my hot flash. Is that true? You didn't like the last one.
I think the one that we've always really agreed on was Jason Momoa, and it was like a full night conversation.
Yeah, that was
that one was just the one that like but you and I do have weird tastes about we can agree if a guy's just like a thirst trap. What's up, young people?
Well, I have
But
one.
You do have some weird nuances, though.
I know,
like,
but I can't believe I haven't done this one before.
Don't make it hard for me to like him.
I don't think this will be hard for you to like, especially in the last, like, month or so of what has happened. Prince Harry. Have we ever done him?
I like him a lot.
Can I tell you why he... I definitely.
Do you find him attractive?
I found when I was like young, I thought he was so like
because he was definitely like a bad boy. He was like out, good like
player. He's totally. He was out like
always had a white shirt on that was like cuffed up and kind of sweaty to his body. I was like, what's up?
Never about him has it necessarily been what he looked like. It's always been his like
his affect. His
and now like. After seeing, like, with the queen dying and everything, how he's, like, kind of
handling everything
and how he handles it and how he's, like, such a fierce protector of his wife, their family. Like, he doesn't – he was literally born a prince. He doesn't get to wear all the, like, swords and all this stuff anymore. He gave that up for Meghan Markle. And I think it's so attractive.
She can bug me a little bit.
Oh, I love her.
She can bug me a little bit.
Well, sure. Sure.
Only because she's like so perfect and put together in a little bit like who's the comedian that we love? Who's the comedian that I love so much? He's like, he always talks like this. He's very smart and he does one-liners and he talks like he's a 75-year-old man.
Your contractor?
No, that's my no, God darn it. I just blanked on his name.
Oh, he does a bit, he was on SNL.
He does a bit about...
what's his name? You know who he is. He was on SNL. And
he did a bit about how Meghan Markle is so critical of the royal family, but like it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't like she went over and there was a reunion of like hillbillies and then all of a sudden they like, you know, buttoned up and it was like a big snooze fest. He was
John
like,
Mulaney.
John Mulaney. Yeah. He's you knew who you were getting. Like you knew who like... And I do appreciate that because he would be my hot flash, which I think we can both agree with. Do you like John Mulaney? I think he's so smart. Look at we did it again. We never agree. Prince Harry's dumb. I actually like Prince William a lot.
I
do, and most people don't, and I do.
I like him too. I like both those boys because I feel like so bad for them.
So many people sit in judgment of them because they have such wealth. But make no mistake, their mother died at an important part of their lives. And they were nothing but exposed to terrible criticism and like they've been criticized. And like I think Prince William is doing his best to like him and Kate Middleton are like living they take all their photos. She takes all their photos, like their family photos. They do it on iPhones. Like I believe that they're trying to live as normal of a life as two people that are royal people couldn't live. And I think Prince Harry took it a step further because he kind of could, because he's not as attached to the responsibility of that. But I really do think, and I love that both of them are talk so openly about mental illness. Princess Di had so many problems herself that extended past just being in the most weird situation that someone who's 19 could find
herself.
Oh, my
God.
Like, what? I'm going to drive in my Datsun to the Buckingham Palace because I'm a 16th cousin and, like, hang out? Cool.
Let's be clear about the royals are easy to hate if you want to because – I mean, that, like, thin-lipped, appropriate royal smile makes me want to smack them all. But I understand it's, like, it's what you're supposed to do, you know?
It's for them. It's not for us. It's for them. It's what they do. I just feel like I still have such empathy and compassion for them and sympathy that they had to deal with, like, their mother being, like, she was, like, bait for the piranha that are paparazzi, which is – disgusting. Like, that is the saddest story of them all, is that her end was the thing that this fucking paparazzi reporter.
I love this romantic story about, you know, because Harry and William's uncle was supposed to be king, and
he abdicated.
Because he was in love with somebody.
Because he was banging a divorcee in the States. Yeah, what's up?
I feel like that is, like,
we've all had that uncle that brought that girl to the party, and we were like, oh.
Everybody's going to get judgy on her, but I just.
She's not Catholic? What? That's how it went in our
royal
family.
I love that, like, he is different than that. Like, it feels like he does things for love, and I think it's super hot.
Yes. Well, and Megan has a podcast, and if she ever wants to cross pollinate, and she can be on our podcast, and we'll be on her podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll really help her numbers.
Has more listeners,
Just saying, like, I think we bring the same thing to the table.
Absolutely.
Nothing but class and polish, and I'll bring a Stella and my overalls. And Megan, we would love to have you on the show.
Kick back and relax.
But yes, that's a good one. Wait, did we do a mom box? Oh, no, wait. I forgot. I've got a mom box.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, did I do it wrong?
You didn't. No, you did. Are we podcasting?
Did you see me in the beginning when I was like,
we didn't do it yet?
What was our subject? What did I talk about? Okay. Burping Stella. Okay.
Wait. One of these years, I need to get rid of that coffee mug that you have. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, man.
I wondered
That's
what
Christmas
that smell
theme.
Was. It wasn't my armpits.
All right. So is that really a working coffee cup? Let's not look in it.
I'm just going to throw it. No, I can't.
You know what's weird is if something smells bad in a plate or a dish or whatever, and if you wait it out, it stops smelling bad.
Okay.
So whatever's in there has rotted so much that it's gone past the point of actually.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, something smells bad to be like, hey, you need to get rid of this. And then the smell's like, well, fuck you if you're not going to come back to me. I'll just.
Yeah. Eventually the smell dies.
The smell dies and then the cup dies. And it's all.
I'm still going to use it. I love it's perfect size.
You do like a tall coffee cup.
I do.
I like one that looks like we're at a campfire. Okay. This is from, it's just Kay Haley, so she doesn't have her name on there, which is perfectly fine. And she just wrote this cute little message, and it says, you ladies are my hot flash today. I've been traveling for 32 hours now, moving from Germany to Arizona.
Whoa.
And I'm listening to weeks worth of podcast episodes that I've been saving up for this journey. I appreciate your humor, realism, and sense of friendship that you extend to your listeners. Right now, I'm on a layover at LAX, and my thought is, I'm in the land of Kristen and Jen. I need to tell them thank you. So thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I think
gosh.
That's really sweet.
That's so sweet. I wish you would have known that you were here, and we would have
brought you a margarita for your road trip or your flying trip.
Especially
that's a long
if you're
one.
On American. They have that Chili's, too, that I love.
Chili's, too. Well, she just was like, oh, I thought you were the Meghan Markle of podcasts, but you just really showed yourself.
Sorry.
We're Chili's 2. We don't even go to Chili's 1. We just go to Chili's 2.
Yeah.
What is that? Chili's Fast or something? Like a on-the-go Chili's.
They
like
have a to-go thing.
Yeah,
to-go
thing. Like pick up Chili's and go at the airport. Man, we're going to take you to all the classiest
Chili's. So exciting.
We get so many fun messages that people are listening to the podcast on, like while they're going on walks and on the treadmill and doing all sorts of fun stuff. Good for you while you're biking on the Peloton.
Me to walk.
We're just going to sit here in Peloton, sit here and podcast. Did we just did we podcast?
Did we, Kristen? Do you remember? I'll let you decide.
If anybody has thoughts on tile colors and cabinetry, I really don't want to go white and I got to go uppers and lowers and I don't want them to be all one color. So
all right. We podcasted.